No one could confine Jackie Curtis to special blocking. The nature and inspiration of Jackie was so phenomenal. For example, she went up to Halston, a famous designer who had his offices across from the St. Patrick's Cathedral on Fifth Avenue, the Olympic Tower, I think it's called. And Jackie was so free. I mean, the spirit and of the times, she felt she was going to go up to Halston and ask him, would he do a costume for her? And so she just went up unannounced, interrupted his lunch, and telling the secretary, is that that I'm Jackie Curtis, Andy Warhol superstar, and I'd only need a few minutes because I believe someone mentioned to him that he was doing a costume for me. And so that confused the issue, but somehow, and Jackie was dressed the way she's dressed, semi-drag and what have you. An unusual presence, especially for in that building or uptown in Midtown. And he was very gracious. Of course he had heard of Jackie Curtis and perhaps had passed at some gala. And she just went over and interrupted and said, I'm doing America Cleopatra downtown and I'd like you to design a costume for me. And she went on about describing America Cleopatra, and Halston, being very quick, realized Jackie's a downtown character and is not appreciating what she walked into, and that asked an assistant, oh yes, we're going to the one of the studios and bring me a bolt of red chiffon. And he did, and in less than 15 minutes, he was able to roll out this chiffon that was light as a feather, cut it, like a serape, have an opening with a shoulder, and had a seamstress just hem the length and then the neckline and drape it over Jackie, and voila, a Halston just for you. So happy, she rolled it up and put it in her shopping bag. You know, thank you, but in the shopping bag, and came back downtown and showed us all, oh, Halston made this for me. I'm going to wear this tonight. Well, she did wear it in one of the scenes, and it floated. It looked wonderful, but maybe it wasn't meant for the rest of Jackie's makeup that night, or the glitter, or so forth. And people didn't believe it was Halston. He didn't have a label on it. I'm sure he didn't want the notoriety. And the next night, well, it really wasn't hung properly. It was sort of rolled up, but it added to a character. The next night, she had time early, and she took a scissor and started making vertical cuts on both sides. And then she had time on her hands and started snipping horizontally. And so it looked a little askew, but still the fabric floated nicely. And from that, which you wouldn't know it was the same garment, but this, what I'm trying to convey is the sense of the creativity. And nothing is that precious. Yes, it was by Halston, but it was a collaboration, really. And they were both working on it. And true, he never saw the play, which he was invited to. But the idea of the freedom of the time of the 60s is, it was very democratic.